Today's Jeremy McKinnon from A Day to Remember as they tour the country with the Self-Help Festival. Of course, we talk about that festival. They got the key to the city in their hometown down in Florida. We talk about that, their latest video, We Got This, as well as their tour with Avenged Sevenfold over the summer and his love and fondness for Tom Petty.
Absolutely. He's actually my favorite songwriter ever.
Jeremy McKinnon from A Day to Remember is my guest today on Radio Chatter.
T-minus 10, 9. 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, and lift off.
This is Radio Chatter with WRIF's own Meltdown.
This interview came around real fast. I was actually out last night after my shift, and I got a text from the boss saying, hey, you want to talk to Jeremy from A Day to Remember? I'm like, sure, let's see what he has to say for himself. They're out on tour on this Self-Help Fest right now, and I'm playing some dates with Rise Against, Pierce the Veil, Under Oath, Of Mice and Men, and a ton more. And touching down in the Motor City in Detroit, if you're anywhere in Southeast Michigan, at Freedom Hill out in Sterling Heights on October 7th. Should be a pretty good day. Their new record, or their latest record, I should say, Bad Vibrations, came out last year. We talk about some of our new music, possibly their tour with Avenged Sevenfold and different things, as well as his fondness for Tom Petty. It always surprises me, the Tom Petty fans. I mean, I got to admit, I was never a huge Tom Petty fan. Liked him okay, you know, whatever. But I've talked to some of my friends in, like, the metal world. They're Tom Petty fans. It's kind of mind-blowing. In the meantime, I asked him about the Self-Help Fest. This is a tour that he actually started. It was his idea.
Yeah, we started our own festival. You know, we've been doing a lot of touring around the globe these last 10 years, and there's all these amazing festivals overseas, like in the UK and in Australia, and I don't know, it's based around rock bands that make sense in our genre, and they really take care of the bands. Like, you feel special. They treat you really well, and we wanted to bring something like that back to the States and try to do a festival our way.
Mm. But I think I read that, like, the Self-Help Fest, was it just for the bands or for the fans as well, to help them is out too?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the reason we named it Self-Help was based solely on the group of fans that come to these shows. And, you know, we were trying to think about, what are we going to name it? And we were just kind of brainstorming, and somebody just said, you know, it really feels like these kids get something more out of this than just music. It helps them get through their day, like almost like self-help. And then I remember Kevin, our guitar player, was like, that's the name then, Self-Help. Mm. So yeah, it's based around just music giving you that feeling like you can make it through another day.
Now, when you were growing up, what kind of bands helped you get through the day?
You know, honestly, I was into, like, early 2000s punk, so, like, NoFX, Less Than Jake, MXPX, stuff like that, and then just regional hardcore bands, really, that were coming through town.
Yeah. Now, you grew up in Florida, right?
We did, yeah. We grew up in Ocala, Florida.
Yeah. I think I just read this, too. You guys got the key to the city recently, this summer or something. Is that true?
It is, yes. A good friend of ours was working with the mayor and just happened to ask him, hey, have you heard of these guys that are from here? They've done a lot of cool stuff. And yeah, ended up, he offered us the key to the city, and they set up this big hometown show, and like 7,000 people came out. It was pretty rad.
So where is your key right now?
It is actually being framed in a shadow box right now. I'm trying to get, like, almost like one of those little card speakers put into it, or every time I open it up to show somebody, it has angels going, oh.
Come on, really?
I swear to God. I said it as a joke, and the guy that was going to make the shadow box said, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard, and I could probably do that with one of those, like, greeting card things.
That's awesome. You know, I've done some stuff like that before as just a joke, and people seem to like it, and you keep doing it.
Oh, you have to.
That is hysterical. So, yeah, that's pretty cool, man. The key to the city. I mean, I guess you never would have thought that would happen when you started this band out many years ago, huh?
Absolutely not. Every time we used to practice, we would get the cops called on us for noise control. But they were always nice to us. They just said, you know, we have to come out when people call. But, yeah, do anything wrong, just don't play after 9. So, yeah, it is crazy that we went from getting the cops called on us to a band that people pay to see.
Yeah. Is there a big scene where you guys grew up with music in your genre down there in Florida?
I mean, it was just based around hardcore. Like I said, there was a dude who played bass in a hardcore band called Seven Star, who was a local band, and he pretty much booked all of his friends' bands and just as they went on tour with. So it was just those type of bands coming through town. So that really shaped what we ended up sounding like, because, you know, you kind of have to play and hang with these hardcore bands if people are going to like you in our hometown. And we also like bands like Blink-182 and stuff like that. So we just mixed the two, and it worked out.
Yeah, it's really cool. Of course, tomorrow at Freedom Hill, and looks like the weather today is a little bit miserable here in the Motor City, but tomorrow is supposed to be pretty decent. You know, you were talking about the different festivals and stuff. You guys played Download this year, didn't you?
We did, yes.
Now, is that like one of the biggest festivals you guys have played?
For rock music, absolutely. It's one of the biggest rock festivals in the world. And, yeah, we were actually direct support this year on that festival, so it was pretty rad.
Yeah, you were talking about the festivals and stuff, and it's funny because, like, in the last 10 years, at least, you know, there's a ton of festivals that have popped up throughout the United States. You know, like, when I was a kid growing up, there were no festivals. There were all sorts of tours going around. But I think kind of Ozfest kind of started it off maybe back in the late 90s or something, but now there's, like, tons of festivals.
Yeah, the Korn, that Family Values tour, and obviously Warped Tour. Warped Tour was huge for bands like us. So, yeah, we're just trying to do our own thing and kind of cater to the group of people that listen to what we play.
Yeah. I saw Paul McCartney the other day, and I was thinking about you guys as I was told I was going to talk to you, and it's obviously a totally different dichotomy. When Paul McCartney's up on stage, there's people sitting in their seats, you know, on the floor and stuff. When you're up on stage, I mean, if people aren't moving and getting into it, do you feel like, you know, you're just not doing your job?
I mean, a little bit, you know. It's about making the people who are sitting there, who don't care, have a good time. And if you can accomplish that, then you have done everything you could that day.
Yeah. It's cool because you got this this new video out, We Got This. And, you know, I've seen live videos, you know, since the beginning of time. But this one seems to have a little bit of a different feel to it.
Yeah, we've actually been filming casually for the last 13 years straight. So, It's a compilation over the years of us doing all this crazy stuff that we've been doing. So it's funny because, like, family members, like, you go home and you tell them what you do, and they're like, yeah, that's cool. And then you put something like this out, and people hit you up going, man, I had no idea it was this crazy. It's like, yeah, it is. You just can't explain it until people see it for their own eyes.
Where are some of the craziest crowds that you play for?
I mean, all those rock festivals are always massive. One of the craziest ones was in Australia. It was Melbourne, Australia, first time we ever played Soundwave. I'll never forget it. All the lights were off in this tent, and we didn't really know what to expect. It was our first time playing a festival over there. And just, you know, just to do something interesting, we broke a mop handle, and we had an Australian flag, so we duct taped it to the end of this mop handle, and I came out at the end. We came out to the Space Odyssey theme, you know, so it was really cool. And I came out swinging that thing, and our song Downfall turns on, and they hit the lights, and it was like 30,000 or 40,000 people, which was way, way more than I anticipated it being. And legitimately, every single person in the place was jumping and knew every word to the whole set. And one of the best days of my life. Got it on film, too.
Now, how many years ago was this?
I mean, damn, that was probably 2010 or 2011.
Wow, that was a while ago.
It was, yeah. That's crazy.
So I'm sure you've been back a few times since then, right?
Many times, yeah. Like, I think like 10, maybe. I'm
wow.
Not sure.
Yeah, they must be starved for rock music down there.
You'd be surprised. It worked out in Australia. It seems like the things that happened in America happened there just a few years later. So
yeah.
It's like this wave. So we hit that place at the right time. It was amazing.
Now, of course, the record Bad Vibrations came out a year ago. As far as new music and stuff is concerned, are you guys working on anything? Got any ideas kicking around? You got scheduled studio time or anything yet?
Not yet. I mean, we're just kind of taking it easy. We're finishing out this tour. We're going home, chilling out for the rest of the year. I'm actually having a kid, so.
Oh, really? Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Having a kid in December. I'm going to spend a few months at home, and yeah, we'll see what happens.
So is this your first one?
It is my first kid, yeah.
Well, listen, just save my number. If you need any advice, you can feel free to call me back.
Will do. Thank you.
So earlier you guys went on tour with Avenged Sevenfold this year, and I told you when we started that I'm going to be talking to M. Shadows coming up here, I guess, next week or something. And he's always been great. So what kind of stuff would you talk to M. Shadows about?
What would I talk to him about? Well, first thing I'd probably ask him is, when is Avenged Sevenfold and A Day to Remember going to do a full U.S. tour? That's
okay.
The most important thing you should ask.
A full U.S. tour. Okay, I'm writing this down with A Day to Remember. Okay. How was that tour?
The tour was amazing. You know, that was kind of one of those bands we were nervous to go on tour with because they're a legitimate metal band, and you really never know how a real metal crowd will respond to us. But, yeah, they told us we were one of the better support bands they've had when it comes to response. So, yeah, it was great, and it was cool to see that those fans also accept us in that world. So, yeah, it was awesome to play to their fan base.
Now, I was talking to the guys from Pop Evil the other day, and Matt Dorito, the bass player, mentioned something that was kind of interesting. He said that, you know, they're the kind of band that can go on tour with a Five Finger Death Punch or a Three Doors Down, and they can kind of alter their set list a little bit. When you're playing like with a band like Avenged, do you guys alter the set list a little bit to kind of maybe cater to more of their fans, or do you just kind of keep it the same?
Honestly, over the years, I have been the one that went to the guys and been like, hey, maybe we should add this kind of song since it's this type of show. And I remember Neil, our guitar player, would always say, nah, man, like, I think that's what's going to make us stand out, is that we're going to play something different from everybody else. And honestly, that's the way we always handle it. And because of that very thing, I feel like no matter what bill we play, people are paying attention, they're interested, because they're seeing something different, but they're also seeing a little bit of what they love about what they're there to see. So it's been this cool thing where we're just the band that stands out on no matter what bill we're put on.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, when I was told I was going to be talking to you, I punched up some interviews that you had done, and you were doing something, I think a download, and you had the microphone in front of your chest, and I really couldn't see it, but it looked like you had a Tom Petty shirt on. Is that right?
It was a Tom Petty shirt, yes.
Now, of course, that was filmed back in the summertime, I'm assuming, or something. So are you a Tom Petty fan?
Huge Tom Petty fan, yeah. We actually, Scaff and I, the dude that was in the interview with me, went and saw him on that tour he just did in Tampa. So, yeah, it was my first time being able to see him, so I'm pretty thankful I got to.
Yeah, I mean, that must have come as a big surprise this week, as it did with all of us, you know, what happened.
Absolutely. He's actually my favorite songwriter ever. So it was the first time that something like that happened where it really sucked for me personally. So it's a bummer for sure.
Man, that is so funny because, like, I grew up in kind of that era and stuff, and I was never much of a Tom Petty fan. And then, like, Johnny Chow from Stone Sour is one of my buds, and he's like a huge Tom Petty fan. I'm like, I find that all these people are like they're Tom Petty fans. I didn't expect. I wouldn't peg him as one, you know?
Yeah, he, he's from Gainesville. I actually grew up with some people who were related to him, so he was just always a big part of our lives growing up, so it was, yeah, sad.
Hey, listen, man, well, we'll let you fly. We'll see you here in Detroit coming up on Saturday, Rise Against. Of course, you guys, Pierce the Veil, Under Oath, a ton of bands, and people should get there early and stay late and check out all the bands, and we appreciate the time, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having us.
Jeremy McKinnon today on the Radio Cheddar Podcast, as you just heard us talking about. Looks like M. Shadows is going to be on the podcast next week, so check back, subscribe, as always. I talked to M. not that long ago, within the past year, and I'd never interviewed him before, never met him. I still haven't met him, but he was super easy to talk to. Great interview. Looking forward to checking that out. They played a show here in Detroit over the summertime with Metallica and Volbeat as they did that summer tour, and unfortunately, because of impending weather, that never happened. Their set was actually cut short here in Detroit, so we'll ask him about that and about a bunch of other stuff, including why not take A Day to Remember out for a full tour. In the meantime, like I said, subscribe, check me out on social media as well at MeltdownWRIF. And as always, thank you guys so much for checking out the Radio Chatter Podcast.